need sleep, watching Next Gen. I am a great adult. I am fantastic at this. I'm killing it. I need to sleep. But first, I'm going to tell you something that you might not know. I, for the first time ever, got a community guideline. This is so fucking dumb. I got a strike. Now, this is different from being demonetized. YouTube just demonetizes, like, I watch Star Trek episodes, apparently. When I want. But this is the first time I've actually got a strike. And, it really did fuck with me when I got it. And what really, can you tell that I haven't slept? What really fucked me off was I upload two videos for every audio. One's for Patreon and has no monetization on it. It's just Patreon, so you get early access, no ads. And the other one is for YouTube. No word of a fucking lie. I'm looking at it now. Well, I will be. I'm looking at my YouTube. Oh my god, it's really annoying because it's on my dashboard and I can't get rid of it until September. Yeah, so the one for Patreon was perfectly fine. No. The one that wasn't for Patreon was perfectly fine. But the one for Patreon, which wasn't monetized at all, that got me a community guideline. So that's like, content is such that it can't be on YouTube. Now, I don't know if you've been on YouTube recently, but there is a lot of stuff. Councillor Troy, could you shut the fuck up? Thank you. I'm just going to go on YouTube. And I'm going to search for something random. How do you type? Fall asleep on chest. That seems on the cusp. Okay, actually, that hasn't got anything questionable at all. Oh, tell a lie. Yeah. And this is stuff that's okay, but that is more racy than the fucking audio that got me the content warning. And it's insane that I upload the same exact fucking video. Same exact fucking video. One gets me a warning, the other is still fucking there. The other one is still there and perfectly fine. YouTube is so inconsistent and fucking dumb. It really, annoys me. And the less sleep I have, the more it annoys me. But this is fucking me off. What's really fucking me off is it's on my dashboard. I can't get rid of it. It's got a red headline, so I know that I've been a bad little girl. It's really fucking me off. Ugh.
Let's dive into this month's roundup.
Oh my god, can we not?
We're excited to share.
Oh my god, YouTube. Why the fuck are you like this? I know why you're like this. You have a monopoly. You are it. Every other video, whatever, cannot compete with you. You are the only game in town. The second largest search engine on the web. It's kind of annoying. It is annoying. YouTube is just fraught with frustrations for me. Fuck flavor text. I was in the middle of writing flavor text. I was watching Next Gen and writing flavor text and uploading the wrong audio. Sleep, motherfucker, sleep. Oh, I got a really creepy comment. I mean, a really, 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 really creepy comment. It's not even that creepy, but for me, it just made me go. On an audio, I got this comment. You'd make a really excellent mother. Or was it, you'd make a really beautiful mother. Please note the voice. You'd make an excellent mother. Nope. Nope. I think it was actually mum, but the American version of that word that I just cannot say. I can't do it. How do you pronounce that word? Well, I know how to pronounce it properly, but how do you pronounce it in America? Right, how do you say this word?
Mom. Mm. Mom.
Mm, mom. Nope. Try again.
Mom.
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 Mom. Mom. Mom.
No, I don't say that. That's not how you say it. That's just, it's a word that is wrong.
Mom.
Yes! Mom.
Mom.
Mama. Even. If you want to be a little bit, that's not fancy. I mean, I think it's fancy. But then again, I haven't had a lot of sleep. So what the fuck do I know? Oh yes, this week we have free. Did I just throw up gang signs trying to say free? I did. Wow. Just tipping stuff over. We have free. We have a sentence that has no end. We're going to have free live streams on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, Sunday comes after Saturday. Excellent, you're doing so well. Thank you. I will write a post for it, but probably not right now because I'm in the middle of flavor text. And do you know how difficult writing is? Writing is very difficult. Ugh. I don't want to write. I just want to watch Star Trek. Maybe sleep. Nah. I'll just have some Pepsi and I'll be fine. So I'm not going to have a kitchen for a week. Okay, this is apparently a ramble. So I'm having the builders in. Only I'm not having the builders in. My mother is having the builders in. And then she's fucking off on holiday. So I have to deal with it. Because she has serious lung, heart issues, can't have dust. So I have to have dust. So I'm not going to have a kitchen because the floor's been done. So I have to figure out how to feed myself for a week and not... I mean, I could just do a cup of soup for a week. Unfortunately, I'm seriously fussy. So I'm going to make a little kitchen in the front bedroom with an air oven, a microwave / oven, and a kettle. Which would be fine if I didn't have a blind banshee who is a fire hazard. I mean, I'm already a fire hazard, but I'm a fun fire hazard. When I set shit on fire, it's fun fire! When Banshee sets stuff on fire, it's not fun fire. There is a very distinct and important... I have to move where I paused in this episode because it is... Oh, I know this episode. It's really annoying. It's with the sister. Okay. Where was I? Yes. Fun fire is different from non-fun fire. Fun fire is when you're a pyromaniac and you just, I don't know, set fire to your t-shirt or a tea towel or the oven. But in a way you can still put it out. And it's just exhilarating. Ooh, pretty fire. Exhilarating. When the banshee sets fire to shit, it's annoying because I have to sort it out without any of the fun of the fire. Not that I'm saying setting fires is worth the damage. Well, I'm not saying that. I am so confused. What was I talking about? Fire. Yes, so I'm not going to have a kitchen for a week. So I have to figure out how to survive without doing takeout. Because I technically did McDonald's at midnight. See, the less I sleep, the more McDonald's I eat. So no McDonald's. We're going to get... that's the word. The word which is creative. We're going to get creative. Yeah. And as much as I don't want to... I'm not fighting a yawn. Sitting in this chair for hours. I can have the book. Nope. I've got shit to do. McDonald's? I was talking about McDonald's. What was I talking about? McDonald's. Oh, I am living dangerously with the metal tumbler and the metal straw, which I have impaled myself on before. Well, I say impaled, it wasn't really a full-on impalement, just a pokey impalement. And I'm wearing my thick glasses, so my eyes will be safe from... Why did you just aim the straw at your glasses? You don't do that. You just did it again. Did I mention that I am super at being an adult? I am top tier. The best. I fucking hate Patreon so much. Every time. Oh. It's timing out on everything. I need to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I mean, not right now. I'm going to write some flavor text. And scratch my ear. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, what was this ramble about? Yeah, I got a warning on YouTube. And, you know what? I'm gonna stop talking. Do you know what makes a yawn better? Being on a big cushion. So, I have a booster... It's not a booster cushion. It's just a very tall cushion on my main computer chair. And it's really comfortable. And when you yawn and stretch, it's so good. I can sleep. I'm gonna sleep. In a minute. After an episode of Next Gen. Okay. It's actually hard for me to put my hair up. I don't have the coordination. Wow, this is like a bad... Why is there a bottle without a lid on my desk? That is so fucking dangerous. Let's just move that. What the hell am I doing? Yeah. That's a good question.